Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. State Senator John Hoffman is calling on legislators to continue to do the job they were elected to do, even with evil present in our lives. Hoffman spoke via video to a national conference Monday of state lawmakers in Boston.
What happened in Minnesota on June 14th was awful and tragic and will impact me and my family forever. But as a Minnesotan and as an American, I do know this. We can't let the evil of the night win.
Hoffman and his wife were shot by the alleged gunman who killed former House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband. Senate Majority Leader Aaron Murphy and House Speaker Lisa Damith both appeared on stage to remember Hortman. After a man was found naked at the state capitol last weekend, mental health organizations are looking at areas they can step up when community members are suffering from a crisis. Sue Abderholden with the Minnesota chapter of NAMI says they're working on a pilot program that would be an intermediary for those needing help.
If someone clearly is exhibiting symptoms, right, but they're not ready for commitment, the county or the mental health center could actually send someone out, like a peer specialist with someone with lived experience, to try to get that person engaged in treatment voluntarily.
The man was brought to Regions Hospital twice for a mental health evaluation, but released due to not being a danger to himself or others. DFL State Representative Kalee Vang Herr is running for mayor of St. Paul in November. Herr has represented Minnesota House District 64A for 7 years. She was Mayor Melvin Carter's political director during his first term, and now she's his first high-profile challenger in his third run for office. And police in Rochester are investigating the death of a pedestrian. Officers say a driver reported hitting a person who was lying in the roadway Monday morning. First responders tried to save him, but the man died at the scene. FarmFest 2025 opens today in southwest Minnesota's Redwood County. Marketing Director Nikki Jones says hundreds of agribusinesses set up exhibits at the annual farm show in Morgan.
When attendees get here, they will see tons of machinery and implements and attachments for machinery, but not just that. Anything that you might need to run a farm is here, and the experts that come with it who are here to exchange ideas.
Jones says farmers come from as far away as Missouri, Iowa, and the Dakotas to attend FarmFest. There's a sweet corn feed at 11:30 today. And Minnesota Lynx forward Nafisia Collier is expected to miss at least 2 weeks with an ankle sprain. Collier rolled her ankle in the third quarter of Saturday's win at Las Vegas. She left the court and was able to walk to the locker room with some assistance. The 25-4 Lynx play tonight at the 16-13 Seattle Storm. This is MNN.